Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
The Sesh Podcast, episode 250, take one.
Yo, and welcome back to the gender reveal!
Yo, bitches!
It is the reveal of genders. It's the gender reveal
genders,
day.
Plural.
The sex reveal.
Sexes.
I guess that's the more proper way to say it. The more PC way. But that sounds kind of strange.
Sex reveal, the sex baby. Reveal.
This is a sex reveal.
Yes, it is. Kendall and I are going to have sex on the show.
It's now an OnlyFans.
It's now an OnlyFans incest edition.
Oh God. Are we going to get flagged by YouTube? Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Right in the first 30, baby.
Whoa.
But yeah, it's a gender reveal today.
We're revealing our... Mm.
Our genders.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be revealing.
Yep.
Yeah, I got my pink cup, my blue shirt. I didn't plan this out, actually, but.
You are completely
camouflaged.
I
know.
Chair.
I'm just right in the chair, sinking in. Perfect.
You're a floating head.
Well, I am going to be sitting back and enjoying this episode.
Oh.
I'm doing two recordings today, Sesh and Mile Higher. And it's a Monday, so I couldn't prep for both of them. So I prepped for neither.
I was going to say you prepped for neither. That's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I prepped and I'm going to teach you about this.
I think
episode.
It's a fair trade for doing. I'm doing four recordings this week. It's a lot for a pregnant person.
Yeah. Okay? Four recordings
it's a lot for
is
a normal
lot.
Person.
Yeah.
It
four
is.
Recordings is a fucking lot.
It's tiring, but
it
I want to be here for you guys. I get FOMO if I miss
I know.
The show. So
thanks for hanging.
I'm just kind of like
freeloading.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm
fine.
Freeloading. I'm freeloading today, but I'm excited, especially on the sesh, because it's like it's fun to sit back and listen to,
yeah.
like, especially on episodes where I'm not here and I just listen to you.
Yeah.
I always have things to say.
Same.
So that's what I'll be doing
it
today.
It bothers me when I'm not here because I want to say things.
Me too.
So
hate
we will
episodes.
Be doing a couple of topics. Kendall's going to be listening and I'm going to be teaching her about it. We have another fake pregnancy.
Damn.
Another one.
You hate to see it.
You hate.
Speaking
to
of,
see it. Uh-huh.
I watched this movie this weekend called, well, I didn't finish it because it was kind of not the best movie, called Kind of Pregnant.
Kind with, of
was kind of bad. And it was kind of bad.
Mm.
It was with, what's her name? Amy Schumer.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Didn't love it, but it was a fake pregnancy story.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Her movies all ended up like not very good.
It's just like try hard. It's like a try hard movie. It's Happy Gilmore, which is Adam Sandler.
Those are very hit and miss.
Yeah. It just it's a little past its prime, I think. Like the jokes were just not very funny.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last movie I liked that she was in was Trainwreck. I thought that was pretty good. You saw Trainwreck, right?
Nope. I don't know what that is.
Oh, really? You would like Trainwreck if you ever. It's very easy to watch.
Okay.
It's silly, goofy. It's just like, it's aight.
I don't like Amy Schumer's humor. Her humor is just like, I'm fat. See, I told you.
That scared the shit out of me.
I told you.
Sydney was right.
That happened to me last night. Really. It scared me like last night. I was,
what was that?
Sydney was right. It was one of our balloons.
Oh, it's in
there. Okay, we got to hurry the fuck up.
Sign. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That actually freaked me out really bad. I wonder if the mic will pick it up. Probably not.
Anyway.
Anyways, I don't know where I was going with this. Should we just jump into it?
Okay, so we thought, so I already know the gender. I found
out
a while ago.
We already know the gender.
Yeah, we did a little in-office gender reveal. We can play some video for that now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, because then you would see it.
Right, no.
So after. We'll play our video. But we decided to do the old wives' tales, because it's fun. And
we'll
it's fun now
true.
That we, yeah, because we can see if they're true. All right.
I'll be doing it for my kid, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cravings. Okay. You got salty or sweet?
I get both. I do too. So I don't really know like what that's about.
I'm going to try to go off of what I was feeling before. Like the initial. Remember my savory.
I was going to say.
I was going
definitely
salty
savory for you.
With my
I'll say salty
smoothie
too for fun.
And like, yeah.
And that
salty.
Is a point for boy. Okay. Heartbeat.
Heartbeat is under 140. So it's,
boy.
If it's over 140, it's a girl.
Mm-hmm. All right, so two for boy.
Two for boy. Morning sickness. Nope. Not at all. I had some nausea, but I never threw up.
That's great.
And I'm damn thankful for that.
Wait,
I throw up
the
all the time.
When you got the first heartbeat, right? It wasn't
over.
Higher.
Oh,
yeah,
it was high.
Yeah.
It's lower now.
Yeah, but it was high at first.
So what should I do?
I think you should do high. Girl.
The ridge?
Yeah. The ridge, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll change that, girl. Yeah.
Morning sickness. I throw up all the time.
Yeah, you have more morning sickness than me.
So, yes.
I feel like you've thrown up during this pregnancy.
Absolutely. Well, once it was my own fault because I was hungover. I did that to myself. The other times, though, I'm just pukey.
Mm-hmm. I used to be just puky.
I'm just
puky. Get like that anymore. That's shitty.
It's fine. Bump position and size.
Low and narrow. High and wide.
I feel like you're high and wide.
High and wide? Yeah, I agree.
Janelle, you?
High and wide.
Chinese calendar.
What does it say, Sydney?
So it's like a chart. So you go to the age.
Of you.
Of Kendall. And then you go to the month of conception, which is July.
It's July.
So it says a boy.
After a fun day at Casa Bonita.
Yeah, baby.
So boy.
It's a boy. According to the Chinese calendar. Okay. Foot size, increase or no change? I don't think I have had a change, actually. I've had like a little bit of swelling.
I think that's normal, but I think some people like their
feet size. Yeah.
I'd say no change on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Mood swings, even tempered or more moody? More moody.
Correct. Sometimes I'm a little scared.
Really? It's been that bad?
No, I'm just kidding.
You scared?
No. I was a little scared last week for a sec. Because I was in the bathroom and I heard you like come in and Josh was like, what? Calm down. And I was like, oh boy. And
what did I say?
I don't know. I couldn't hear. And all I heard was Josh being like, relax, calm down. And then I came out and you were pissed about something. You're like, we need to look over the schedule right now. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, I was pissed because my chiropractor told me I needed to come in once a week.
Oh, right. That's what it was. And then the mirror that you were trying to use for your makeup was in the room and Josh and I were meeting.
Oh, yeah. That also pissed me off. But I was mainly upset because I was like, how am I going to fit this into like today, doing two shows and going to the chiropractor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That seemed overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Yeah.
I'm just very dramatic these days.
It's okay.
Okay.
You're not that bad.
Feet,
you know, what about your mood swings? Have any?
Depends on the day. Can be.
Yeah.
Right now it's been a little more even. Last month was rough, I would say. I don't know.
So are you having a boy or a girl, do you think, on that one?
So far I'm having a girl.
So the more moody is girl?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sexist.
That's so sexist.
That seems rooted in misogynism.
100%.
I think everyone's just moody during pregnancy.
Maybe
some people aren't, but you're just, it's just you're miserable. So you're moody.
Yeah. And you also have hormones raging. So
yeah, the hormones be raging.
Feet temp.
I'd say running cold overall. I've had some warm days, but mostly cold.
Okay.
Mayan calendar. How does this one work? Okay. So mom's age at conception, that's 32. And the year of conception is 2025. So what am I doing with these numbers?
30. I don't know. So you have 32 and 2025. So
one even, one odd.
Yeah, one even, one odd. So that's boy.
Oh, I see. Okay. Boy. Next one is mom's intuition.
So what you thought in the beginning.
Girl. Well, at first I thought boy. That was like my initial thought. I feel like I have to explain this more.
Okay.
Later. Explain. Later.
Oh, right. Duh.
Okay, I'm going to say boy, though.
That's, really?
Yes, right out the gate was boy.
Because then there was a sec where you and Josh were like 100% girl.
Yeah, I know. I have to explain why that is.
All right.
I'd say Josh was... His initial intuition, too, is boy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There was something that changed us both to girl, and then we were like set on it.
Yeah, I already know. I think I know what it is.
Okay. Heartburn. No, not really. I've had it one time. I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I feel like you haven't had it compared to your first pregnancy.
No, and that was more towards the end, too. You probably remember at the end it was like bad. Yeah. With hitting the Tums all the
time.
Yeah,
you're hitting the Tums.
Well, it's because of the hair, too, once the hair starts to grow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the hair.
Yeah.
That's
sick.
I'm so sorry.
It is kind of sick.
Is it true, though? Because that's...
I think that's a wives' tale as
well. Also, Holly was bald.
She had some hair. But yeah, they say like hella hair, hella heartburn.
I wonder if my mom had heartburn. To ask her.
Oh, yeah, you had hella hair, girl.
I had hella hair. I don't know.
So I'd say no on the heartburn. Sleeping on left side, right side, I'd say probably right side more. But I'm switching. I'm like a fucking pancake all night. So
flop.
I'd be flopping. Anyways, no, not as easy to flop these days. It's a full on like, I get up and I'm like, fuck.
That's so annoying.
Oof. Throw myself around. But I found the best, I have to throw it out there to people, the best pregnancy pillow in the world if you are sleeping on your side, which most people during pregnancy are, instead of like the giant fucking pillows.
That just sounds so annoying.
The
to
giant
deal
one's
with.
A pain in the ass. Yeah. I hate it. I haven't broken it out at all this entire time. Takes up so much space. The dogs hate it.
Yeah.
And it's not good neck support. Like, you know me, I have to have my 6-inch rock every night on my head.
Yeah. She sleeps with a brick under her
head. I do. It's a straight up brick.
It's ridiculous.
And I love. That's one thing I do love about the colder months is my brick gets harder.
Yeah. It's bricked up, you could say.
Ew! But I found this, last time I found a wedge, but I'd have to pick it up and move it during the night when I switch sides. Now I have a two-sided wedge and it's kind of puffy. It's almost like there's air in it. So it's always supportive no matter what. It doesn't deflate during the night. I just flip back and forth.
That's nice.
Excellent. It's from Mom Cozy, I think, is the brand. Get yourself one if you're pregnant.
Love that.
Really recommend it. You don't need the giant $100 fucking...
That just looks annoying.
It is. It's a pain in the ass.
Like you'd be like stuck in it.
It's shitty. It is nice to have something between your legs, but just use a regular pillow. Okay. The ring test. We just did this. What did it determine? Back and forth?
It was back and forth, which is boy.
Okay. So let's add it up here.
Tally, tally.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for girl.
Okay. So according to all this, the old wives' tales, you'd be having a boy.
All right. Let's find out. Do you want to pull it?
Yeah,
this
sure.
is exciting.
You need to use the
scissors. It's like me and you are having a baby.
We are. Are y'all ready? Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. Well, it's a good... I thought we were pulling it, no?
I think you... Yeah, you can pull it up or I cut it. Not the scissors being the weakest scissors in the world.
Just one moment.
Do you want me to get you a box cutter?
No.
Damn, she's like doing like each thread.
3, 2, 1...
Woo!
Oh, they're in there. There's more.
Maggie. Oh shit, they're
Maggie, get excited. Woo! It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Wow, the old wives' tales was right.
Yeah.
Damn, these things are accurate. And last time it was right for Holly too, with girl.
Kendall's having a boy.
Having a boy.
A son.
a son.
So all of you that thought that she spilled the beans on whatever topic we were even talking about.
It was on the Twitch streamer.
And oh,
I was talking
right.
about her baby, and I said she, because
right.
she had a girl.
Right.
But people were like, oh, you slipped it on the set. Like, tons of people yeah. think that.
Yeah.
No.
Which was funny.
It was funny. But yeah, no, it's a boy.
It's
but
a
there
boy.
Were tons of people who guessed boy based on how ravenous I am and the salty cravings.
Okay.
So a lot
there
of
you
people
go.
Were right. I'd say like the majority of people guessed boy.
It's a boy.
So yes, I'm very excited. I feel very lucky.
It is the giving season where you are giving gifts, you're selfless, you're doing things for others, but that doesn't mean that your own personal hygiene has to go to the wayside, okay? Especially down there, you want to make sure that things are as healthy as possible. And that's where O Positive comes in to save the day. O Positive is a women's health company offering a wide range of symptom targeting supplements that support women at every stage of life, from their first period well beyond their last. And they proudly have the best selling women's health products at Target and on Amazon. Their Urovaginal Probiotic is one of the top 5 supplements on Amazon, and they have multiple number 1 products in Target for intimate care, PMS, and menopause. And there's a million different vaginal health products out there, so what makes O Positive stand out? Well, they create real, tangible results with ingredients that are backed by clinical studies and shaped by board-certified doctors. Their Urovaginal Probiotic is a blend specifically formulated to support vaginal health, balance healthy vaginal pH, support healthy vaginal smell, and maintain healthy vaginal flora. Because many factors, such as sex, tight clothing, sweat, and hormones, periods, etc., can disrupt vaginal health and lead to an imbalance in vaginal flora and pH, causing unhealthy vaginal odor and taste, abnormal discharge, and discomfort. Urovaginal Probiotic is a blend of 4 powerful strains of Lactobacillus probiotics, backed by research showing these strains support healthy vaginal odor, pH, and flora. And when taken daily, Uro delivers noticeable benefits within 8 weeks, and many see results sooner. They have tons of raving reviews on their website that you can check out. People say things like, this product is a life changer, talk about buildup of your sex life and confidence, my husband loves them and noticed a difference during intimacy, every woman needs this. So take proactive care of your health and head to opositive.com/sesh or enter sesh at checkout for 25% off your purchase. That's opositive.com/sesh for 25% off. Because so, for a while you were a gung-ho girl.
Yes. So when I first got pregnant, I was like, I felt like it was a boy just because of how hungry I was. And like, of course, that doesn't always determine it. You can be hungry with a girl too. But the salty cravings and stuff. And then I just felt
Maggie, it's
like
okay.
slightly different. I don't know how to explain it. So I kept telling Josh, I think it's a boy. I think it's a boy. I said it all the time. And he was like, I think we both thought it was a boy. But we've always like really thought the heart rate thing was pretty accurate. And that's one that has like some validity to it. It's not just a wives' tale. Mm. It's not always accurate, but oftentimes it is. Mm. And my doula is what really convinced me, because she was like, the heart rate thing has always been accurate for me. That if it's over 140, it's a girl. If it's under 140, for a boy. So when I first went in, which was at like 8 weeks, you know, like as early as you can, the heart rate was like 175 and Holly's was 178. So I was like, it's a girl. And we were both like, as soon as we heard it, we're like, it's a girl, it's a girl, it's a girl. So then we were like completely set that it was a girl. And like once I switched my mindset, I was like, no, it feels like a girl. It's in my intuition.
Sure.
I should have trusted my initial gut.
Yeah.
So I was shocked when the two of us found out. We were both like, I have video of him and we went down to this ice cream shop. It was actually a fun story. We went down to this ice cream shop with my friends and it was her idea to do the ice cream and to put the sprinkles in there. And like, I saw a tiny sprinkle at first and Josh didn't see it. I feel like he did see it.
Yeah.
He was like
video.
In shock. Yeah. He like barely reacted at first because I think he was just like straight up, like could not believe it. But he's very excited. But what was weird is I want to mention over the summer, this girl named Lizzie gifted us all these little jars, manifestation jars. And mine was blue, first of all. And it said it was like a dream manifestation jar. And we followed the instructions. You put it under the moonlight. And Josh and I did it and like asked for a baby, just a baby. And yeah, we did the whole thing. And then I got pregnant that month that we did it. And so I thought that was like kind of cool. And then we did our gender reveal downtown. And I walk out of the building. We did it at Union Station and this ice cream place in there. And there was this like fair going on, like
market.
That's better. Yeah. And this girl walks up to me and she's like, I'm Lizzie. I sent you these manifestation jars. And I was like, holy shit. That is so weird that you of all people just came up to me because I just found out that I'm having a boy. And of course, it was like blue powder that she made the jar out of. And I just thought it was so weird. That I don't know. It felt so weird, in the moment.
That's so weird.
And I was at the market buying. I wanted to get some type of blue crystal that I could like symbolize, like have next to my bed as like a reminder of him. And so I have this little moon. And then she walked up to me as I was buying it.
That's
it was
so
just so weird.
Weird.
So yeah, her shout out, we'll link her shop or her Instagram, Lizzie Fern Studios. I think that's it. But she was so nice. So shout out to Lizzie. I just thought that was so strange. But yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah!
I'm so excited. I can't believe it. Honestly, I'm just like, wow.
One of each.
One of each. And maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. It feels really weird to keep reminding myself like this could be, like today I hit 19 weeks. And I'm like, maybe this is the last time I'll ever hit 19 weeks. Maybe this is the last time.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
Yeah. I feel like you can't decide until you know what you're working with.
Yeah.
Like if I get a child that's like as easy as Holly, I feel like there's a good chance I'll have three. But if it's a, if it, you know, takes me on a ride.
If he sucks, basically.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, Holly was just so easy with sleeping and like she barely has ever gotten sick. And it's just been like such an easy ride with her. We've been potty training. And we've just been very fortunate because I know that's not always the case.
She's an easy kid.
She is. And so I don't know what this one's going to be like. Either going to be a Pisces or an Aries boy.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I know.
I'm really glad it's a boy.
We should have guesses on Pisces and Aries.
What's your due date?
The 30th. So that would be 40 weeks is the 30th. So that means that so Holly was born at 38 weeks because I was induced. I'm trying not to be this time.
But
my blood pressure has been fine.
But in order for it to be a Pisces, it would have to come by the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. So a week early would be the 23rd. So that's 39 weeks. So
I think it's going to be Pisces. I don't think you're going to go to full term.
Yeah, I agree. My guess
I don't think you're
going
to want to.
But
what the fuck do I know?
But like, I also, I don't want to be induced again.
That sucked. Yeah.
Just takes a long time.
But you're also such a planner.
I can't really
picture you just wandering your house waiting for it to happen.
I know.
Because I don't, like, if you can't put it in the calendar,
I know.
Then what is it?
I know. I was telling my friend Carly that this weekend, like, I need to be able to say, like, this is my last day of work and this is when I need to have my bag
packed
by, and this is when I'm going in.
Yeah.
That was nice about induction.
Yeah, you knew.
But I was in the hospital for 5 fucking days last time. It was insane.
But it was how many? You were there for 2 nights before Holly was born, right?
Yeah.
And then you stayed
because she had jaundice. Which will probably happen again.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a doctor. But if I remember right, the reason she had jaundice so intensely was because I have Rh negative blood and she had Rh positive.
Mm.
And that's what caused
it. Have you gotten the shot yet?
I think so. Or maybe not. I don't know if you get it yet. I think you get that later on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll do my anatomy scan when I get back from Paris next week. Which, by the way, I won't be here next week. Going to Paris.
Oui, oui, bonjour.
On my baby moon.
Bonjour, oui, oui, Paris. I can't stop saying that.
Bonjour, oui, oui, Paris. Maybe I'm going to bring you guys back some kind of treat. Of
please.
Course.
Yes,
I feel like I want to bring just an empty small suitcase just to bring shit back.
Please.
I might actually do that.
I'm begging you.
I told Josh, like, we can bring a lot of stuff because this time we don't have to carry, like, a car seat and a stroller.
No.
We're going to be, like, traveling light no matter what.
So bring a suitcase for snacks for your friends.
I think I will.
Please.
What, is there anything you guys want specifically?
French bread. Baguette home. Bring a croissant.
Bring a croissant.
Wait. I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't get your guys' guesses. You think Pisces?
I think Pisces.
Let's load in our guesses. I'm going to guess Pisces, too.
I say Pisces as well.
Pisces.
I'm going to be contrarian and say Aries.
Because I could technically go to 42 weeks.
You will not.
Will not be doing that.
You will not.
Will get induced before that.
Correct.
But just for shits and gigs, what would that be? March.
Because what is a due date?
April 13th. Honey, that ain't happening.
Did they calculate your due date on 40 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it? April 14th?
Yeah, dude, 13th.
That'd be 42
weeks. Hell no.
Hell no.
That sounds horrible.
And not 13. No, just kidding. I'm just weirdo with numbers.
Oh, no, I'm the same way, Sydney. I wouldn't want to have on the 13th. Yeah. I just don't want odd days either.
That's literally half the days.
I know. So I need to, that's why with Holly, I was like.
We had to schedule this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would just suck so bad.
It's flying by for me.
It's like weird. It feels like it's flying by, but then slow day. But it's like that, you know,
yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
I have moments where I'm like, holy shit, I'm only halfway. Yeah. I'll be officially halfway.
You're growing a wiener.
I know. I'm growing a little weenie.
Oh, my goodness.
That's we so love weird.
That. We love
oh my
to
God.
See it.
I saw something on Instagram the other day that was like, when you have moments where you realize everyone in this house has been inside me.
Oh, my God. That's actually really funny.
It's true accurate. That.
True that.
All right, y'all.
Very exciting.
Woo!
Yay.
Very
it's gonna
exciting.
Be awesome. Okay, we're going to.
Thank you guys for all the nice comments. You guys have been like so supportive and it makes it feel a lot better. I'm very fortunate on the rough days to be able to look at comments and just feel the love.
Where is the love?
Can you
feel the love?
It's in my heart.
The love. Where is the love? The love.
What's the wrong love. With the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The world addicted to the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorism.
Terrorism here living in the USA, the big CIA.
Oh, yeah, and we can play our video from The Office, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Ian. I'm Team Boy.
Oh, my God.
Team it's a Boy.
Nothing.
No,
good cupcake though.
Is it good?
Okay, my name's Janelle, and I'm team, I guess, girl, even though I kind of doubt it, but girl.
You doubt it?
Okay, my name's Haley, and I'm team boy.
For a while, and then I was like, no, I'm switching to girls.
I know, we were the same way. We were like, boy at the beginning, and then after the first ultrasound, heart rate was high.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, usually
girls. Okay, so that thing is bullshit.
Yeah.
You thought it was a girl because the heart rate.
Well,
guys, I'm so excited to talk about our sponsor, Koyuchi, because they have changed the game when it comes to bed, bath, and home products. There's a lot of choices for organic bedding out there, but Koyuchi stands out above the rest because their 35-year heritage, their extraordinary quality, and their commitment to ethical production. All Koyuchi sheets are made of natural fibers and certified to be free of toxins and harmful chemicals that could seep into your skin. And they're so soft and gentle on your skin, you can sleep well and safely with Koyuchi. I genuinely love their sheets. I have them on my bed. I've been sleeping with them for several months now. They are so, so soft. They wash really well. They don't slip off my mattress, which I cannot stand that. They are really great at temperature regulation. And overall, I just cannot recommend them enough because I love knowing that they're also really high quality and that they're good for me. They're not filled with toxins. And so I can feel good about the sheets that I'm sleeping in. Whether it's their subtle sheen of their sateen or the velvety brushed cotton flannel, plus vintage patterns, peaceful botanicals, and calming hues bring the natural world right into your home. With every wash, these sheets just get softer and softer. There's no pilling or tearing. And these are crafted to last. Whether it's bedding or bath towels, table linens, crib sheets, or spa robes, all of Koyuchi's products are of the absolute highest quality, made with natural fibers, low impact dyes, and certified fair trade. Koyuchi looks great, feels amazing, and is good for your health and the planet. So if you want healthy, handcrafted luxury bedding that lasts a lifetime, you need Koyuchi. Get 20% off your first order when you visit koyuchi.com/sesh. That's koyuchi.com/sesh to get 20% off. koyuchi.com/sesh. Okay, so for the first topic of the day, we are going to be discussing the drama with Hoda from Love Island. Okay, now have you guys watched Love Island?
No, but I have heard of Hoda.
Same. I feel like I need to watch Love Island. People say it's a great fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the rage. The
Juicy.
Problem is, it's like every fucking day there's a new episode.
Yeah.
Who has time for that?
This is going to sound really old and lame of me, but
okay.
I don't like these island shows, or like there's a Love is Blind kind of island show.
Why don't you like island shows?
Because it's like softcore porn and it really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
They're so sexual that it bothers me. And maybe I'm just a prude ass Taurus.
You are.
but it just kind of grosses me out. And I'm like, there are little boys that are getting off to this.
You don't like watching people make out? Like, that's basically what it
is. Oh, it's more than that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. the challenges on it's like Love Island is insane.
Honey on each other and licking it out of belly button. Like, it's like, it makes me uncomfortable.
There's like a, there was like a striptease challenge where like ass was out, like spreading it in front of the man.
I've tried so many of those shows, or the one where you like can't touch each other. Too hot to handle. I've tried that.
I hate that one.
They like, it like makes me... I get the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable watching it sometimes. Yeah. I feel like I'm watching something like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even Josh agreed with me. He's like, yeah, this is like softcore porn.
Oh, okay.
It's wild.
Great.
Have you guys heard of Naked Attraction?
No.
No, that's...
They're all naked and like they're all dating each other. Just it's on HBO.
Porn.
Oh. So they can get away with everything.
You'd probably love it. I mean, like, as a Leo.
Yeah.
As a horn ball.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not like a prude. I'm not like a boring person. I just don't really want to watch strangers.
Buck?
Yeah.
I do. Okay.
I probably just sound old and lame.
No, I'm sure a lot of people agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Makes me weird.
Well, anyways, Love Island. One of the main cast members to come out of Love Island, her name is Huda Mustafa. She's from season 7, and she is currently facing major backlash after a TikTok live she did with her boyfriend, Louis Russell. Now, you might recognize Louis from Too Hot to Handle and Perfect Match. Never watched either of those. But I've heard that a lot of people on Love is Blind end up going on Perfect Match. Is that true? I don't know. I heard that Allie from Love is Blind is going to go on Perfect Match.
I think that's what I watched the other night that made me so uncomfy.
Okay. Well, anyways, he's from those shows.
Okay.
And they're dating.
Huda was the girl that went viral for that mommy scene on Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy. I'm a mom.
I'm a mom. A dog mom?
Mommy?
Mamacita?
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's my other grief. Grief? That's my other...
Beef?
Mm-hmm.
That's my other grief.
With shows like this, is that everyone is conventionally sexy.
That is true, and that is annoying.
Like, that's part of it, too.
Everyone is like lip filler, like fake boobs, like BBLs. Like,
yes.
It's just not realistic. And they're beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
But like, they're all just like micro influencers.
I agree with that.
Maybe this sounds really lame, but it sometimes is like triggering to me.
No, yeah. I don't think that's lame.
Like, I end up just feeling like shit about myself watching those shows. Yeah. And so I don't like
them. It's like, I would never be on one of those shows.
Oh, of course. Definitely not me.
Well,
hell no.
So
hell
they need to make one for the normies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be Love is Blind.
I want like Chunk Island.
I want
yes.
I'm going on Chunk Island.
I want to go to Chunk Island.
Chunk Island, baby.
We don't skinny dip, we chunky dunk.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't make that up. That's like,
oh,
I saw it on someone's hot tub as a sign.
Oh, that's funny. Anyways, yeah. So she's known for like the mommy, I'm a mom meme, whatever. Okay, so after the show, she started getting more attention online and began working with different brands. And one of the brands that she started working with was Huda Beauty. Because like, duh, how fun is that? The Huda. Two Hudas working together?
Huda.
How much more iconic could you get, you know? And then she started dating Louis. And fans have begun accusing him of using Huda for clout since he's known for bouncing between hosts. And reality shows. That was good.
Hoes and shows.
Anyway, so back to this incident specifically. So they were on a TikTok live on October 27th. And during the live, a caller, they were like talking to someone, and a caller used a racial slur towards another Love Island cast member. And her name is Olandria Carthen. Gorgeous girl. Oh my God.
Stunning.
And so we'll like watch the clip because you can basically see. But instead of being like, whoa, what the fuck, and calling it out, she kind of just laughed and was like, oh, and then moved on quickly. And people were pissed about that, obviously. So let's go ahead and watch that clip. Yeah, it's kind of hard to like...
You can just see their facial.
Yeah.
Wait, we gotta do it together. Wait.
Don't put it on loudspeaker, they might say something crazy.
Okay. Hello?
Whoa, hey. Hey.
Yo, I turned that shit off.
Hey.
Yo, what the fuck? What did they say? They said a bad word.
Yeah, they said a terrible word.
Maybe this is your song.
I'm missing. Why is she icing her face?
I don't know.
I don't
know why she's icing her face. But maybe she got filler or something just now and had to ice it or got a tooth removed. I don't know why she...
The last thing I would want to do is go on live after having a tooth removed.
Yeah, I don't know why she's like, see her face.
Maybe that's why she didn't understand what was going on or didn't react how she normally would. Maybe she's on laughing gas.
Laughing gas doesn't last unless it's literally hooked up to you.
I'm just trying to investigate. This is investigative journalism.
It is. Yeah, so basically, you can't hear it very well, but yeah, someone calls the one of the other cast members. Again, her name is Olandria, the N-word, and then Hoda and what's-his-nuts basically just sit there and, like, laugh about it and then move on quickly and are like, oh, anyways, and then continue on with their fucking live stream.
Do they have prior beef with this girl? Is there known beef a brewing?
No. I think, well, and it was weird, too, because even in the other ones that aren't bleeped, it's like a kid that calls
in. Yeah, it sounds like a kid.
It's and but I don't know if they, like... We're talking to them before. I don't know. It just sounds so weird. It sounds like a really young child.
I know it was bleep, but it did sound like hard R.
It did, yeah. And like, regardless, that's...
Either way, yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't, like... Or not. You can't... Like, it's not appropriate.
Of course, but still, I think hard R is even next level. You know?
Yeah. So, this clip went viral. And people were fucking pissed, like, calling her out, saying, why would you not stick up for your fellow cast member, and regardless, if even if they did have beef, the right thing to do is obviously to stick up for your cast.
Of course, right. No matter you got beef brewing, that's that's fucking horrible. Right. Why wouldn't you say anything?
So on October 28th, she hopped on social meds and posted an apology.
Social meds.
She says, y'all, first off, clickbait using a sensitive topic is actually insane. Me and Louie did not hear what was said in that no caller ID call on live, only the racial slur, which we hung up immediately. I don't condone anything of that sort. Whoever called purposely continuously called while we were on the live. I really don't condone racism, which is why I was immediately hung up. Once again, we did not hear it well. And considering it sounded like a child, only the last slur, I just wanted to address this before it blows out of proportion. Also, laughter was because it was awkward. Like, who the heck says something offensive like that on a call on his live? And as you can hear me say, what did they say? And then they said a bad word because that's all I heard was the bad word. It was awkward and inappropriate. Whoever said it, it was wrong. So then Louie hops on social meds and he says, let me start off by saying I don't condone no racism, but something happened on my live with a prank call and someone said something and a slur. I laughed and hung up because all I understood was the slur, but now finding out there was a name in front of it, but we didn't hear that. So just want to say that as much as people want to call me a clout chaser and all that BS, I really hate the Love Island fan base, and as a black man who has experienced enough racism all my life, I don't even want to give the person that said the slur the satisfaction that they get from this, but I have to come here and say something because it wasn't what we heard. So then, later on, Louie went on Snapchat to talk about it again. Let's watch that clip.
People calling her racist and then calling me racist. Sorry. Cough, cough. I don't know if you can see, I'm black. Yeah? You know, not the darkest, but I've definitely been kicked in the face with it, right? And she's with me. So, make it make sense, bro. Bro, the world has gone to... Like, us... Like, yo, our kids are gonna grow up in like this. This is just an opportunity for the haters of my girl to with hate.
Odd thing to say. I don't know.
Yeah. People were saying like these initial apologies were just like total junk. So
it made people more mad.
Yeah.
So then Hoda came back online and said another apology. She said, I've taken the majority of the day to reflect and collect my thoughts to make sure that it didn't come off as disingenuous. Last night, I quickly posted a statement acknowledging my reaction to the racial slur that was said on Louie's live stream. I want to take this moment to more fully take accountability for my actions. I want to begin by saying I completely respect Olandria, and it's extremely disheartening that anyone, especially presumed a child, would find it excusable to use this type of language, and doing so underlines the ignorance of the gravity that such a word carries. Olandria, it is now clear that this comment was targeted at you, and I apologize for my immediate reaction. My reaction in that moment came from being caught off guard, not from finding the word or situation funny. It was a nervous, uncomfortable reaction that I recognize was inappropriate. I want to be clear that I do not condone or tolerate anyone who uses such language, and I strongly encourage the individual responsible to reflect deeply on their words and the harm that they have caused. I'm making a personal donation to the NAACP and encourage anyone who feels moved to do the same. I will also share a list of additional organizations that support racial equity, education, and mental health support so that anyone who wants to contribute can do so meaningfully. But yeah, the clip started spreading online so much that Huda Beauty now has made a statement and cut ties with her.
Oh, yeah.
So they said at Huda Beauty, kindness and humanity are the heart of everything we do. Unfortunately, one of our recent collaborators has displayed behavior that does not align with our values. We are truly disappointed by Huda's recent live, and we take all forms of racism very seriously. While we don't believe her actions reflect her character, we found them deeply upsetting. We know that many members of our community and team were hurt and offended by these actions. And while we value the partnership we had with Huda, her recent behavior and the way the situation has been handled does not reflect our brand's principles. As a result, we have decided to end our partnership and remove any related content from our social platforms and in-store displays. Accountability is incredibly important in moments like this, and we hope that meaningful change can come from it. That is how a brand should respond.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a fire-ass response from a brand.
Quickly, too.
Quickly, and being like, it's taken off our social media. We're done with it. I'm so sick of brands trying to, like, do some BS just to save face, but then not actually take any product down, take any accountability. And obviously, like, Huda Beauty is, like, not... Yeah, like, Elf. That was so cringe.
That was crazy.
Elf, like, doubled down on that, too. Did you see that they released, like, a super size goop primer or whatever?
Yeah, it's like a gallon of primer.
And people are like, we do not forget your Matt Rife collaboration.
Yeah.
Oh,
that same day, Louis shared an official Instagram apology as well, calling the situation extremely unfortunate and stating that, as a Black man, he understood how his reaction could have been misinterpreted. He said, I'd like to extend my sincerest apology to all those affected by the caller who used language that completely goes against everything we stand for. Huda and I were extremely caught off guard. As a Black man, I have greater empathy through my own lived experiences battling racism. And the idea that a flustered response to a very unnerving situation could be misinterpreted for me not taking the matter seriously is incredibly disheartening. I was extremely shocked that someone would so casually use harmful and dangerous language, and Huda and I both recognized the immediate need to end the call so we could process what had just happened. We were shocked that what sounded like a young caller could so thoughtlessly speak that way. This was an extremely unfortunate situation, one that in no way reflects my values nor Huda's, and we are both very proud of the way we've used our platforms to be a voice for those who are often underrepresented, especially on TV. And we are even more motivated now to approach every audience interaction with respect, inclusivity, and care. So then Olandria went on social media and addressed it, saying, I do not condone racism of any kind, nor do I entertain it. That kind of language is never acceptable. Not in anger, not as a joke, not ever. Words like that carry generations of pain, and pretending otherwise only keeps the cycle going. Defending it, laughing about it, or making excuses is even worse, and I will not let this moment derail my purpose of uplifting my community. I'm standing firm in who I am and using this as an opportunity to call for real accountability and awareness. We all have a role in building a culture where speaking to one another with respect is the standard and where speaking against hate is the bare minimum. So yeah, now Huda Beauty has cut ties and the internet is really pissed. I'm like surprised how like viral this has gotten. Major news sources are talking about this. Which I think is a good thing, obviously, but
who?
Like People Magazine, Entertainment, like all those. And I think even like some.
It's not like CNN.
USA Today. No. And
Yahoo did.
Yahoo?
Yahoo did.
They yodeled about it.
They yodeled.
And no, CNN has too.
CNN? Really? Yep. Okay, that's a big one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can't say much about them either these days. I feel like most news towers.
You what?
People's gone like down the drain though. They comment on, they post about the stupidest things that like
really
random people TikTok who are not even remotely like they have.
Where's
like,
our fucking teacher?
Couple hundred followers. They're like, random woman is angry at her mom for her gender reveal.
Where's our feature?
I know, right?
People.
I want my gender reveal to be.
Correct.
Big news.
Yeah, exactly.
I want People exclusive on that.
Call in for an interview, Kendall, please, will ya? Mm-hmm. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels the deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Melis on November 14th, only on Prime Video. When you're running your own business, you are always juggling a million balls in the air. So anything that can help make things a little bit more simple or run smoother is always a win in my book. And that's why I'm really excited to talk to you guys about Square. Square is the toolkit to help you run your business, keep up with demand, and grow through the busiest time of year. The holidays are coming up quick, whether that means more customers, more orders, or more chaos. Square gives you everything you need to stay ahead of the rush, from payments and inventory to staffing and online sales. And right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/sesh. That's square.com/go/sesh. Just the other day, I was shopping locally at this really cute little like candle stand, and I bought several products, and the vendor used Square, and let me tell you, it was a really, really easy process and made checking out super seamless. And then I've also used it on the business side of things when we're selling merch and such. And again, that makes things really, really simple and just very seamless. You don't have to really think about it. It really does the hard work for you. With Square, you can take payments, manage inventory, schedule staff, and track what's selling all from one system. Whether you're prepping for Black Friday, gift cards, last minute appointments, Square helps you keep up. Get real-time reports that show what's selling, when you're busiest, and how you're growing, all without digging through spreadsheets. Sellers using Square's new unified POS app saw a nearly 80% increase in feature usage compared to older versions. Square is built to grow with your business. Start with just the basics, then add tools like online checkout, loyalty, marketing, or payroll when you're ready. And Square now offers three clear plans, free, plus, and premium, so you can pick the tools you need and grow into more when you're ready. There's no surprise subscriptions, just one clean monthly price. The holiday rush is coming. Square helps you run faster, sell smarter, and stay in control, even when things get busy. And why wait? Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/sesh. That's square.com/go/sesh. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. I don't know if she works with any other brands. That's a big brand that, you know, to be cut from.
Mm-hmm.
I love Huda Beauty. Side note, they've got some good ass shit,
dude. Their powder,
their powder,
the Easy Bake. I live for it. And smells it like smells honeysuckle like honey. Or something.
And it lasts forever.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the me and Janelle are really into their lip liner stain. Oh,
except for they're always fucking sold out at Sephora.
No, they're really always sold out of nude.
I've seen a couple comments asking for your lip combos. Would you guys like to share?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have like a couple
just
different
ones. Just depends
on
what.
Yeah.
Janelle, there was a Huda Beauty one that you wore with something else.
Oh,
that red one. When I had that red lip.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people were asking it. I'll tell you guys. So it was a Huda liner.
Oh, yeah. Did these come from my office?
Yeah. I don't remember the shade of the Huda
liner. These are so old. These are from before Holly was born.
Well, that's great. What was the Huda liner? Do we remember the color?
Was it mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you the warm brown for your birthday. And then the toasty browns in my office.
Okay, yeah. I think I was wearing warm brown then.
The warm brown's a nice, more like red.
And then, yeah. And then I put these Rem Beauty lipsticks in the shade.
These are like 45 years old.
So there's Tiramisu and Wine and Dine. I didn't even know they were different, honestly. I thought that they looked the exact same, too.
They're such cute lipsticks because they're like little space rangers.
Yeah. But I just like blotted that on top and then like put a random gloss on. This is, I think, the main thing. They look really brown, though. My lips looked more red-ish. Oh, I know why. It's because Haley gave me a reddish gloss. I don't remember what it is and she's not here. So the problem is we have like 1,000 lip products in this office
all share
and
them.
We just like all rotate them because we're nasty.
I'd say like my main recommendations though for lips is we both do for the Fenty Beauty hot chocolate lip gloss. And then there's like a hot chocolate fantasy that's really good, and then they just dropped a rose amber that I ordered.
Oh shit.
Mm.
Yeah, they're
it's
the
so
Fenty
good.
Beauty hot chocolate lip gloss.
I'm pretty much wearing that every day.
So I would say the same.
The one with glitter or without glitter?
I like them both.
Okay. Yeah, I use either one.
Yeah. I love them. And then I love the Huda Beauty. The nude one is really nice. Toasty brown is also very good. And then if you want to go with a red lip, their cherry, whatever their red one is, but mixed with the warm brown.
Yeah.
Ooh, very good.
Very
combo.
Good.
I love those.
But yeah, for the most part, it's that fucking Fenty gloss. I think that
most people are asking what it is.
Yeah, I get asked on my show all the time. Yeah,
it's so good. I wear it layers with like anything. It's very, very dark in the tube. Like it looks kind of intimidating, but it's gorgeous on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's good shit.
I've probably owned 14 of those bitches by now.
They're so good.
I love them.
So, yeah. Just a random side note. We love a gloss around here. Corelli hit us with this great Pat McGrath gloss today.
My favorite gloss I've ever used. The formula.
It's a good ass formula.
Dude, Pat McGrath is next level.
It is a
luxe.
Thick gloss, but it's not sticky.
But it's not sticky. And it like. It,
can I have some more?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll
throw I'm going to buy some of this.
I am too.
Oh, they have a nice brown that kind of looks like the.
I know. This is the one.
Beautiful.
That one's
Bronze Venus.
That's what she has.
I have a flush number 6.
They have two glitter finish ones called Bronze Divinity and Bronze Venus. I need one of those.
I believe this is the Lust Lip Gloss.
I think I'm going to get Bronze Divinity. I love a brown gloss.
And then as far as like liner goes, besides the Huda one, I'm also really into MAC's.
Oh, yeah, Stone.
Stone.
I like that one. That's nice.
I love that one.
Looks very good on you. I'm just stuck on those Huda ones now because they'll last like 12 hours.
Have you seen the NYX ones? Like the NYX
dupes? Those are really good too.
Haley has them.
Yep.
I cannot find them anywhere.
They don't last as long, unfortunately.
Okay.
But they're still good.
Yeah.
Dude, NYX has some good shit.
NYX has really good lip stuff.
NYX, that gloss that you got me for Annalie's wedding in the cherry bomb or whatever, that's good. Really good. And Haley then I also am really into their, like if I'm ever wearing a lipstick and it's like kind of nudie, it's most likely NYX liquid lipstick in Abu Dhabi.
Ooh.
It's been a favorite of mine for years.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. I like makeup talk.
It is fun.
The Sephora sale's going on right now.
Makeup talk.
Oh, is it really? Yep.
Ooh.
Let me know if you want anything. I got Rogue because I'm a psycho.
I'm a psycho.
Thanks for all the fun feedback, by the way, on our Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah. We had a blast with that. How are we going to do it up next year?
I think we should do like a planned one and then a surprise one every other year.
Next year's surprise.
Mm-hmm. Because remember the year last year?
Surprise each other.
Yes. Yeah. Last year we surprised each other.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun to have one.
I kind of like a group thing though.
Me too.
I think it's more fun to like show out as a group.
That's true.
Well, we have a whole year to think about it.
We do.
So that's the least of our concerns right now.
And Merry Christmas, Janelle.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Haven't put up any decor yet.
No.
Bought some, though, at Home Goods.
I'm shocked. You didn't get do anything?
No.
Ooh.
Went to Home Goods, though. I bought a couple of things.
I feel like that counts as festive. Have you had a peppermint mocha yet?
No. I don't really like those.
Really?
Yeah, I'll have like one a year.
I love a pep moke.
I think they're fine.
BlackRock has a really good. I had one this morning from BlackRock.
BlackRock is so fucking good.
So good.
Nowadays, it seems like really no one uses cash, okay? Who in the hell is carrying around dollar bills nowadays? I know I'm not, because everything is on a mobile app, and that is why I use Cash App, because they really make sending and receiving money just so simple, user-friendly. If you're not using Cash App already, I don't know what you guys are doing. You are missing out. You need to get on the Cash App train. Cash App is more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you get tons of perks without hidden fees. Think early access to concert presale like Kendrick Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter, plus discounts on everyday purchases at brands you're probably already spending money on. It also keeps your money safe by automatically flagging suspicious transactions and letting you lock your card instantly if it's ever lost or stolen. That's one of the main reasons why I love Cash App so much, is because it's really secure. And I know that if there's any weird transactions going on, they will let me know, and then I have the choice to lock my card. So for a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use Cash App 10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Discounts and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Alrighty, let's get into fake pregnancy number 2.
I'm excited. Last week's really sent me to the moon, dude.
This one's not as, like, lengthy. There's not as much. It's still fucking ridiculous. Don't get me wrong.
She didn't go the distance, though.
She went the distance.
Did she go the Kira Cousins distance, though?
She... Not entirely. No.
Well,
from what we know, because a lot of the info is coming from the guy's like Facebook, there could have been some more, I mean, intense things, but.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going off his word.
Yeah. Okay.
It's about a guy. His name is Jay Kiz. Okay.
Jay Kiz?
Jay Kiz.
With a Z.
K-I-Z-Z. Okay. And he has spent the last 9 months thinking that he was about to become a father.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And was he excited?
He was excited. Yes. His partner, her name was Rianne. And yeah, he was, as far as he was aware, going to become a father. Until he wasn't. Okay.
Yeah, he's posting photos.
Yeah. Look at this photo here. This is at the baby shower. Lovely.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sydney mentioned, most stuff is coming from his Facebook page. Now, and this is where all the posts and videos have originated. So he said that for 42 weeks, he and Rianne had been preparing for their baby, picked out a name, threw a baby shower with friends and family, and had everything prepared for the baby's arrival.
Damn.
You can see here in this picture. So Rianne had claimed that she was pregnant for almost a year, but never let Jay come to any doctor's appointments, saying that she preferred to go alone.
That's
this is very similar to Kira Cousins.
Yeah.
Wanting to go alone.
Yeah.
The doctor's appointment. Sorry, you can't come. And he says that he trusted her completely and supported her emotionally and financially the entire time. So, and of course, this is all according to him, right? Like, we only have one side of the story. And who even knows, like, how much of it is true? I mean, we're just taking his word for face value here.
I mean, she did. Clearly wore a sash and did a baby shower. So.
She sure did.
We know that he's not making up all of it.
Nope. He sure isn't. This first started circulating the internet around October 20th when random, like, not, no CNN, no People Magazine, okay? We're picking
okay,
a story
so it got,
up.
Like, big in it, last week. Okay.
It got bigger in the last week, but it started kind of circulating the internet a few weeks ago.
Wait, so CNN has covered this though?
No. Okay. No, I was making a joke like it's
yeah.
Not like Huda's thing.
I see.
But then Jay said that everything changed when Rianne told him she was being induced at a local hospital. He's like, hell yeah, I can't wait to meet my baby. So what does he do? Like any good father would, he rushes to the hospital to be by her side, obviously. Except for the fact that when he gets to the hospital, the staff is like, yeah, no one under that name is admitted here.
That's like, not, she didn't think that
that's
through.
Not a.
Did she tell him which hospital?
She must have. Or like, maybe there's.
He just went to the nearest
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I don't know. No one was admitted under that name. So then he realized, fuck.
Something's fishy.
Something's fishy. So, okay, afterwards, Jay posted a video outside what appeared to be said hospital. Visibly upset and demanding answers, yelling, where's my son? And Rianne continued to deny his request to get an ultrasound. So let's go ahead and watch that.
I'm at the women's hospital trying to see my son get an ultrasound. This girl, she don't want to show my son. This shit crazy. Then I try to take her to the, she don't even want to show me an ultrasound. Shut the fuck up. I had to drag her up here and she still don't want to get an ultrasound, y'all. Can y'all please tell me what's wrong with that? That don't sit right with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He brought her right there. She was really going to just like go up until the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of holes in this story. I want to know so bad, like, what she was planning on doing, because essentially, yeah, there's absolutely no proof that she was ever pregnant. No medical records. There's no ultrasounds. There's no doctor's appointments. Nothing.
So, okay. So she hasn't admitted it the way that Kira did.
No. Yeah, you can see there's also screenshots of him on social media. This is kind of funny. So there's a post from September 14th where he says, thank you everyone that came out and showed love from mine's and me son. We ready to meet you. Okay. So, but then he like reposts it and he goes, where is my son? But the thing is like on Facebook is Jay Kiz is looking for recommendations.
Love that.
Help me. I need some recommendations as to where the fuck is my son. Oh my God. Here's another one. It says, fam and friends,
hold
please.
On. Jay Kiz is feeling sad. Fat
feeling sad. He says, fam and friends, please help me out with this one. I am so lost right now because my mother of my son that was supposed to be born looked like it was fake the whole 42 weeks. Rianne Smith, we had a whole baby shower filled with friends and family. How could you do this to me and others? Y'all, she lied like she was getting induced and the hospital had no records of her in the admissions. Wow. Tell me what this shit looks like. I'm so confused about this. Please help me out with this. I keep calling the hospital. There's no Rianne Smith. I never went to a doctor visit or saw an ultrasound. She always wanted to go by herself. My hopes were to meet my son, Jatori. Now it's a make-believe baby. And I think that's about all the news that has broke on that thus far. I don't think he's come out with anything else. But absolutely fucking insane here. I don't know why people are faking their fucking pregnancies, which reminds me that Kendall has something that she has to admit to.
That mine's fake?
Yeah.
We did this last week.
Well.
Janelle wants to do the same bit again. This is old bit.
Okay, fine. Old bit. Never mind. Just kidding. I'm pregnant, actually.
Good.
That's why I was doing the gender reveal with Kendall.
And what were your results? We didn't even go over your results.
Oh, my results were, I forgot.
I think it was a girl for you.
I think it was a girl for
me. You're having a girl?
Yes.
Aww.
They can date. Wait.
No.
Actually,
that, no. Can. We don't like
no,
that.
No. No.
They can date.
What is wrong with me? Oh, yeah. Crazy shit, though. I don't know if Jay will come out with more stuff or if Rianne will make any sort of...
Oh, boy.
Announcement per se. Okay, so I'm coming to you now on Wednesday the 5th. This is like a couple hours before the episode goes live. I've never looked better. I know that. You don't have to tell me. And the reason I'm here is because after we recorded, we discovered some more information about this pregnancy scam, and we wanted to make sure that we included that. So we're going to go ahead and go over that now. Obviously, Kendall's not with me because she's recording for her show today. So it's just me and Carly and Sydney.
Hello.
Hey. You look cute, too.
Thank you. I've never looked better either.
Yeah.
Or also, in the glasses.
Yeah, my glasses are extremely smudged. I can't see much of anything. And I look very scary. Okay, whatever. Anyways. So on October 20th, Jay went live on Facebook and shared that he had tried to take Rianne to the hospital the weekend before because that's when her due date was. However, Jay said she didn't go because her sister had a bad rip, and we're not exactly sure what that means, but those are his words. These are actually some text screenshots Jay posted supposedly between him and Rianne, so I'm going to go ahead and read those. So she starts by saying, dude, I haven't heard from you all motherfucking day. Got me walking around with a dead-ass phone. I ain't have a charger or anything. And then he says, motherfucker, I texted you and called you several times. She says, I'm admitting myself tonight, assuming to the hospital. And then he says, where are you at? And then she says, at home. And then he says, I got to come get you. And she says, no, I don't want to risk you getting pulled over because of your headlights. My sister's going to take me. And then he says, I got my headlight fixed. So then a few hours had passed. She doesn't say anything. So then he says, you see me calling you, you want to play games and shit. And then she's like, no, I didn't see you calling. What the fuck? And then he's like, where are you? So then he says, I'm going to block your ass. I'm not going to keep chasing you down. You're too damn grown to be playing little kid games. So then she ignores him. This was at 10 p.m. Then at 7 a.m. the next day, she says, you're not chasing shit, but them hoes you fuck with, period. I don't have a phone charger and I'm having to use my sister's phone. If I tell you I'm going to go to the hospital, that means meet me up there, block me, and you don't have to worry about us.
Wait. She's using her sister's phone, but she's texting on her own number?
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe this is sister's number. I don't know. But then he says, where are you? And she says, on the way to your house. I'm going to get dropped off. Then he says, bro, you told me, brah. This is giving Patrick from Love is Blind. Brah, you told me you was at the hospital. Now you on the way to my house. What is going on? See, you're full of shit. Why are you not answering when you're sending me to voicemail? So I know you keep seeing that I'm calling you. So let's go ahead and now watch what happens next here. Like we said, he went live on Facebook. He puts out like a 25-minute video of him talking about it. So let's go ahead and watch a clip of saying what happens after this.
Also, real shit, I just want to know where the baby is. Like, I ain't even with all the internet shit or none of this shit. I ain't even want to take this shit, though. I promise to God I didn't, y'all. I did not want to take this shit to the internet. I just want some explanations on where is my son. Why she haven't showed me no baby or none of this shit? How you think it's cool to skip these many days of going to admit yourself in? You feel me? Any person, any female is going to admit themselves in once they do date is up. Because you ready to, you know what I'm saying, get the baby out of you. You ready to do your thing. Come on, I know in here you finna still keep a baby in you. Come on, bro. Shit ain't adding up. Yeah, I took this shit, though. I took your shit all the way to Facebook. I want the females. I want all the females explaining to me if this shit right or what. Is I'm tripping. Is I'm hallucinating. Let me know. Is I'm hallucinating or something. So y'all seen that video of her post? She posted this shit like she was at the hospital. Okay, boom. She went to the hospital. True enough, she went. Guess what? I called the women's hospital. Get what they told me. They just told me. She is discharged. Discharged? What? So what the fuck is really going on? Like, how the fuck you get discharged if you post to be in labor? E4 said, yes, she's been discharged. I'm trying to make sure I heard that right. I just called the women's hospital. The girl is discharged. So wherever she at, I don't know where she at. I at this point, like, I'm scratched up about it, but, like, I'm finna just, you know, say fuck the shit, leave it alone, just go on by my, you know what I'm saying, do my thing.
Why was she at the hospital to begin with?
I don't, that's the confusing thing, because then in his other posts, he said, like, from his Facebook, he said, like, he called and that they didn't have, like, her, like, she wasn't admitted. Remember? Right. Yeah, like, that screenshot we...
Yeah, exactly. But then he talks about how the hospital was like, oh, you were discharged. Which I don't know why she would have been admitted in the first place because she wasn't pregnant. I don't know. So, sounds like Rianne can't keep up with her lies. Let's watch what Jay claims she did after this.
Also, side note, this is kind of killing me, but the way he's, like, lighting his blunt when it's already lit, he's like, ashy is killing me.
I know. I saw that, too.
She called my mama last night saying she finna have an emergency C-section. So how you having an emergency C-section last night, but your sister called me earlier, was like, you know, her and her mama was gonna make her go to the hospital today. They was trying this morning to take her. She ran out the house with her bags and said she had a ride, so she left. So they don't even know where she at. So this morning, your sister called me and said, you know, they was finna take her to the hospital this morning, but she done ran out the house with her bags and had a ride, so she left for somebody else. I really just want some answers, and my best way for her to answer me is to take it to Facebook, because I know she a Facebook ad person.
No, okay, wait. I love how in the clip before too, he's like, I didn't want to go public with this. I didn't want to.
I had to.
But I had to. This is how I'm going to get answers, is by the Facebook users of the world.
The Facebook gods.
And that maybe Rianne would respond because he gets on.
Because she's
Facebook.
On Facebook
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It makes absolutely no sense, but whatever, do you? Okay, so then after this, his mom pops into the live, and from what it sounds like, she said either she knew she was lying from the beginning, or we knew she was lying. So either way, it's clear Rianne was lying. And it's kind of hard to make out exactly what she said, but Jay followed up by saying that people had thought Rianne was lying from the start, but he said he wanted to go along with her thinking there was a baby. And in the video, Jay said he doesn't want to believe there's no baby, and that he believes there is a baby, and that Rianne may just be scared. This is like the dumbest.
I'm sorry, what?
This is like the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard about. So, what? He thinks there is a baby, but...
He thinks she's scared or something. Right.
Scared of what?
I've got no idea. I think she left.
He also said that he didn't really want to share all of this online, exactly, like we said, but felt like if he posted this situation, Rianne might explain herself. Because that's really what you got to do. Go online, expose your story, and then the truth will set you free, of course.
Anyone can go viral nowadays.
Okay, Carly and I were just talking about this a couple days ago. People are going viral too easily.
Way too easy. No,
what
literally.
Are we talking about?
No. Oh, how we don't want to, like, how now going in public, it's like you have to be, like, on your best behavior. Because, like, if you're having a bad day and you snap at somebody,
right.
you have the potential to like go viral.
Or your hair in the ice cream. That was the big thing. That's what you're talking about, how she went viral for posting how she had hair in her ice cream.
Yeah, there was this like story, we're not even talking about it, but like this person had hair in her ice cream and went viral and made like a whole fucking thing on
that
it.
Reminds
people
me of,
are
like,
going viral too easy.
That reminds me of like the Demi Lovato frozen yogurt situation.
Oh yeah. People go viral way too easily. Or yeah, like you gotta be like on your A game at all times.
Because exactly.
God forbid you have you're having a bad day, you have a bad moment or something, or someone just like films you and then edits it weird to like make you look bad or something. Like no one's safe out there.
No one is safe. Okay. Everything is recorded.
Everything is recorded, it's, and people are going viral way too fucking easily.
The streets are dangerous.
It requires zero thought or talent to go viral. And yeah. Frankly, I'm fucking sick of it. Or maybe I'm just jealous. I don't know.
You want to go viral, Janelle?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You should just start filming everything.
I'm going to be like, oh my God, I found a piece of shit on my pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Just do it yourself. Yeah. Like, make it up.
Yep.
So I feel like that's what half of these are anyway.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's ridiculous. So then he also shared that his family and friends bought the baby a bunch of things and that they deserve a refund, which I would agree with that fully. This is also kind of similar to the pregnancy story that we talked about last week. About
Kira Cousins.
Yeah, Kira Cousins, with how much money was spent on her fake baby. So yeah, hopefully we can return some of that stuff. And then towards the end of the video, he mentions that Rianne's sister told him that she and their family are extremely embarrassed. And that they feel like they've been left with a horrible reputation because of everything that's happened.
Yeah.
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 I would assume.
You hate to see it. I know y'all love when I say that. So let me get one in there. I don't think I've said it this episode yet.
Oh, you have.
Oh, I have?
I'm pretty sure you have.
Kelly's just been, Kelly's been editing the episode.
And I'm like 90% positive.
But not too many, right?
Not as many as the last episode.
That was
well, fun. The first time was crazy with Haley. I couldn't shut the hell up.
Yeah. No, the last one with Kendall.
Or with Kendall. Sorry.
No, I have, I'm going to start a counter.
Yeah, you
and
should.
And every time you have, you say it.
You should. I just got to get out of my system. It's fading, though. I haven't been saying it as much, thankfully. Yvonne's been saying it, though.
Has he?
Yeah.
I feel like I've picked it up here and there.
Mm-hmm. It's a great saying.
It's not a bad. It's not a bad.
It's not a bad. And then to wrap this all up, this is my favorite part of the whole thing. But on October 27th, Jay posted on Facebook that he was coming out with a song called, quote, Where is My Son? Where is my son? Where is my son?
My son, my son.
Which he hasn't dropped yet as far as we're aware.
Hello, we're waiting.
Oh, he has a YouTube channel?
Come on, J-Kiz.
This is where it's going to drop.
Oh, he has other songs?
Mm-hmm.
Should we give it a little list?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
The most recent one?
Watch me get copyrighted. Wait,
what is this?
Letter to Whoever.
I ain't never asked you for a thing. He's switching up. He can't say that we the same. I be riding with my trying to blow a nigga brain. And I'm still the same little top fuck. I ain't changed, but only thing now I'm riding with that iron. They want to tell my life, so I looked at it in their eyes. Say that one word, we gon' kill
them. It's not bad. It's not good. I'm not hating it.
That why they be mad for I put them
in. Okay, why is the beat kind of fire, though?
It's kind of good.
The beat, it's just a word.
And I keep it 40, I'ma blow, I take you lungs. I'm in this about them times and I ain't have them in that zone. Now, go deep.
Okay. All right, this is a different one. Okay, J-Kiz, give us Where Is My Son? I want
that. He should be
so
more
bad.
Viral than this. He only has like 200 views on that last song.
Please go give his channel a thumbs up. Okay, okay, don't hate this at all. Why is he giving Wiz Khalifa? He's like, ah.
Okay, I don't
like,
hate
man, when that chain gon' come down.
Okay, I kinda like.
No, same.
I'm still posted with that top, but if a want some problems, then you know we got a song.
I love this. Tell me slow it, but I am I a fan? J-Kiz, come on the show. Crowley, are we fans?
I think so. No, I really think so. Like, I'm not
this
even,
is like
I'm not
good.
Even joking.
No, I like this. Like the choke, and I heard I compared to half the other crap that's out there right now that's viral. Yes,
classic, because he really don't know what a dope. And I told him that we gotta get the money, but he like fuck it because his brother dead and he clutching. Now he gotta keep one in the head,
fire
ready for the
all right.
Pussy.
J-Kiz,
you should add him.
I like this.
I'm a fan.
I want your fucking Where's My Son song because I feel it could be actually kind of good.
Maybe also, you should subscribe and put on the notification.
Glad that we found this extra info because this is crazy. He says, Where Is My Son song dropping soon with the music video. Stay tuned. I'll be back. Okay, period.
I bet he's going to use that clip of Rihanna at the hospital.
I'm here for this. People in the comments, someone said, you're trolling. Someone said, little bro, let it go. No. No, don't let it go. Make don't a fucking song out of this. I want this. Fantastic. All right. Well, that's about it. Thanks for sticking around for this little update. And we'll see if he comes out with a song. Maybe we'll have to circle back around and give a song review.
I agree.
I think I like Jake Hiz's song. The two I've list sampled just now. Anyways, back to the show.
Bye, Jake Hiz.
Bye, Jake Hiz.
If she was pregnant for almost a year, this is just like men being stupid, right? Like,
yeah.
Do you not question
Well, I don't
it?
Know like what that means. Like 10 months is almost a year.
I guess that is true.
You know?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, or yeah.
I wonder if she was like wearing a fake belly or something to like emulate that she was getting bigger or like.
That's what I have questions about. Like,
yeah.
What tools were she using to sell the
yeah,
story?
What accessories are we, did we use on this?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear from her friends too.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Did everyone in her life, was anyone in on it?
Maybe her and Kira Cousins can get together.
Mm.
Because they have something in common.
I don't know. Kira's next level with this
shit. I know.
Like, she couldn't even touch Kira
the
Cousins.
The fake baby is truly diabolical.
Right? Bringing out a fake baby is just really committed.
It's insane.
Really committed.
It's insane. Yeah, I don't know about that.
That fake baby.
Fake ass fucking baby.
Oh my God. That was the funniest shit. I needed that so bad. I thought that was so funny. I know it's also like super fucked up.
It's super fucked up.
It made me pissed off.
It's
funny.
But
it also made me laugh a lot. I'm not going to lie.
It's like kind of funny, except for when she was like, oh, my kid has a heart
condition. Yeah, that was
super fucked up. And is going to have surgery. And then pretended like her kid died from said condition.
But to bring fake baby around and try to convince her family it's real.
Her own family,
dude. Her own family. So cold.
The dad's like, remember like the little video of the baby moving?
Yeah.
It's like.
I love that. And then she's like, okay, no one can touch it. Stay away.
Insane.
Yeah. Kira,
I don't know.
I'll never forget you.
We love you. Shouts out to you. And shouts out to Rianne, too. Okay.
We love to see
it. We love to see it.
We
Thank
support
you so
women's
much.
Rights and women's wrongs.
That's correct, Corey.
That's
I love that.
Good one.
Women's rights and women's wrongs. Mm-hmm. Period.
We support women's rights to fake
their pregnancy. To fake their baby. If you want to fake your... Hey, it's your fucking life. If you want to fake a pregnancy...
Dude, that's the way to do it.
What?
Just fake it. Then you don't even have to, like... Like the what people accuse Beyonce of doing. Like pretending that you're pregnant and then actually having a surrogate.
That's crazy.
You have to
work.
Go through it at all.
I'm actually Kendall's surrogate. That's what it is.
That'd be a surprise. A surrogate does sound nice, though.
If one of us three had to be your surrogate, who'd you want?
Mm. Who's got the healthiest cycle? Who's got
Not
the healthiest
me.
Eggs? There's different reasons for all of you.
Explain.
Would you not want to carry your kid? Just kidding.
Out of you three? I would trust all three of you to carry my kid.
Really?
Yeah. And then I just realized, too, like, some of my reasonings were, like hair. Like, you've got good hair.
No, but it would a surrogacy doesn't matter.
That's exactly what I just realized.
Right. It's not actually my DNA.
I feel like you guys would all make cute babies with me, though. I feel like me and Carly would have a super cute baby.
We would have a cute baby.
Wait, but...
Me and Sydney would have a cute baby, too. Awesome. And me and Sydney would be, I think, excellent mothers together.
You guys are too similar. I think things would, like...
True, struggle. But we would have fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah, but then no one would, like...
We'd be on the same parenting
page.
Pay
any page. Of the bills or take out the trash.
True. Me and Sydney are, like, the same person.
Yes, very
And I feel
similar.
Like Josh and Jared are more similar, and they, like, guide us more.
Yeah, I definitely get a little more direction from him.
Yeah, if it was just me and you guiding each other.
Like the fact that you told me that you were getting annoyed at Jared because the oven clock was fucked up from the time zone and you told him to change it versus just doing it yourself is really funny to me.
Oh, that is so me.
That is so you.
Except for Josh and I are
you. Neither of you will do it. It drives me sad. So I have to come over.
Normally, Janelle comes over and fixes our oven
it's
eventually.
So annoying.
I can't. Yeah, and hearing that back now when you say it like that is... Kind of
she was like, I was getting frustrated at Jared. I'm like, change the damn oven time. I was like, okay.
Sydney, do you take the trash out in your house? Or is Jared, is that a man's job?
He usually does that. But
same. I don't ever take that shit out.
I ain't taking the trash
out.
Yeah,
okay. I was like,
What about you, Corelli? Do you take the trash out?
Ethan will usually take it out, too.
I put a new trash bag in, though.
Me, too. Yeah. I do my womanly duties.
Yeah, correct. I'll put the bag in.
I do sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
When it's like litter cleaning day or litter changing day.
Oh, yeah.
I usually do it.
Do you change the litter boxes?
We both do it. Yeah. But I usually take the trash out if I'm doing it alone.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a trash pickup thing. So we really just have to put the trash in the front door.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
But there's been a lot of people rummaging through our garbage in the alleyway.
Mm. Oh.
Dumpster diving.
Yep. And I'm like, I don't really have anything for you, bud.
Hmm. I ain't got shit for you.
Nope.
I should leave them a little prize or a note or something.
Hello.
Okay, so this is a question I have.
A question you have. Let's hear it.
Do you guys, when you guys like throw away your mail, do you guys like shred it or do anything with it first? Or you just toss it out? I get a little sketched out.
Depends.
Well, like obviously if it's like sensitive information, I'll like rip it up. Can people like steal identity with like stolen mail?
Yeah. Yeah. Josh had his identity
or, like, credit
stolen.
Cards.
It's a severe crime though. And it's a lot easier to do it in other ways than go through someone's mail.
Okay. Okay.
I think Josh might shred ours. See, I don't do anything with that.
Mm.
That's
maybe,
all him.
Maybe I should get a shredder.
Do you, like, ever check the mail?
Yeah, I check the mail. But I just give him anything that looks like a bill. I don't do bills. Okay. I don't manage our finances at all.
Hey, whatever works.
I take a peek every once in a while.
Whatever works for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta do what you gotta do. John's gonna help me invest some money into stocks.
I need to do that.
Mm.
I don't Josh fucking know that. How to do that shit.
Me either.
Josh is really into stocks.
So
Ethan's not either. So it's like we're the blind leading the blind in that.
And
aspect.
That's fine. That's why you have. That's why there's apps like fucking Acorns and shit
that's
that will
true.
Do it for you.
Yeah. Recommend things and portfolios.
Or you can pay someone to do it. Anyways, that's it for this episode. We have a little bit of a shortier one, which isn't a bad thing because we have to go record Mile Higher. I have to go eat my lunch. And then record.
I'm having a lunch too.
What are you having for lunch?
Tuna fish.
Oh, I love tuna fish. Like, what do you mean? You're just having a tin of tuna?
No. I'm having a sandwich.
From that one place?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have my leftovers. Very exciting.
From where?
From.
That was exciting.
I have two leftovers actually. On Saturday, I was at my mom's house. She ordered Chinese food. So I have a little bit of leftover sweet and sour soup. On Sunday, I got Michi, Italian.
Oh.
So I'm going to have a little bit of leftover for that.
I love Michi.
So I have soup and I have pasta.
I haven't had Michi in like at least a month.
It's so good.
So good.
I don't know what I'm going to have. I'm hungry though.
Yeah, I'm starving.
I was going to say, should we talk about the Love is Blind?
No, I have absolutely nothing to fucking say
the
about
reunion.
Them. I don't give a shit about
well,
these people.
Well, we should at least just acknowledge the fact that Megan actually did have a baby.
She did have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And congrats
Woo!
To her.
It was the most boring. I literally turned it off with 15 minutes left.
It was interesting that they brought in that basketball player.
That was so random.
I don't like that was so
weird.
Boring.
I don't
Casey,
even remember them doing
what was
the basketball
the point
on the
that?
Show.
And
I don't
Casey
know.
Got way too much airtime for not being on the show.
I know. Why did the Casey and Patrick like the whole time?
And the hosts, Nicholas Lachey, suck. I hate them both so much.
Yeah, I do
Get
too.
Get Andy Cohen in there, okay?
Dude, Nick kept swiping past the teleprompter. Did you notice that?
No.
They had a teleprompter like on the fireplace in
oh,
front of
really?
Him. He kept like, he'd be like, blah, 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 Love is Blind. Blah, 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 did, 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 did.
Oh, they
I
had
swear.
A teleprompter?
Yeah, you can watch his eyes.
Oh, Nick Lachey, not yeah. Other Nick. I was like, wait, what?
No, Nick
did
Lachey.
Nick, did other Nick say a word? Annie didn't say a single thing, basically.
Nick was only upset about the fact that the guys didn't like him.
Yeah.
That's true.
He was so upset. He was like, how do I convince all of you that I'm not weird?
Correct.
Oh, I love Jordan. I love Jordan even more.
I'm obsessed with him.
He's so hot, dude. Mm-hmm.
And like, I just, yeah, I love him a lot.
He handled it all
I would
so
be
well.
His, like, he seems like a good friend. Like, he'd 100%. Be a good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever want to come on the show, Jordan, we'll be really nice too because we really like you.
I know. He's just an excellent dude. Love
Great
him so
guy.
Much.
It was really Big awkward, fan. Though, when they, like, pointed out the guy or Megan's, like, new guy.
Yeah.
And, like, he stood up or, I don't know.
Yeah,
it just
was
like, ugh. I felt mm-hmm. uncomfortable
You can
watching
tell
him.
He was hurt.
I'd be fucking hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, now she Thank can't travel because work. Now it's her own fucking kid.
Yeah. It's, like, just so stupid. The show's so stupid. I've kind of gone into, they finally changed the format of Married at First Sight, if you guys are bored and want to watch that. The new season is different.
Are they actually
It used to be like
at,
a docu-series.
Do they actually get married at first sight?
Yeah, they do.
And so far,
they've literally had, like, Love is Blind.
Only. Yeah, you don't know. You're just the matchmakers, which one of them is like a Pastor Cal. And then there's Dr. Pepper Schwartz is her name.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper. There's like Dr. a little Pepper. Team of like four of them that match you up.
Dr. But Pepper,
what's interesting
Dr.
about it is there's two older people, older couples who are in their 50s, 60s maybe. And they're matched up. And that's just been interesting to watch. I've always hated that show. Josh has always loved it. But it's like, it used to be insanely long, Janelle. I'm talking like 20 episodes per season, hour each. Like crazy.
No, that's ridiculous.
It was just, I would tune out the entire time. It was so boring. But they changed it. I think they're trying to compete with Love is Blind. So now it's like much more succinct.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pretty enjoyable.
Okay.
So I recommend it. It's on Peacock.
Are you watching, Cody Browntown?
No, I got it. I think there's new Cody Browntown. I need to get on that. Someone Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, me and Jessica were just talking about that. She said it's good.
Someone told us we should be Cody Browntown for Halloween. One
of
us is Cody Brown. One of us is all the wives.
God.
Janelle.
Done. I would love that.
Really, someone commented that. Shouts out to you.
You should be amazing.
Kendall, you should be Cody Brown.
I would love to be Cody Brown.
I'll be Janelle. Because duh.
Of course. And Janelle's my favorite one.
Perfect.
She runs that fucking house.
Okay.
Well, now it's all just disintegrating.
You as Cody Brown. I think I might need to get on into Cody Brown Town.
Dude, like, you would love Cody Brown Town.
I think it sounds exactly
especially
like
go
I
back
need.
And watch some of the old ones, just skip through a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
it just sounds really chaotic
you would
and
love
toxic.
It.
Which is exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah. It's very like the other freak show that you liked a long time ago.
The Duggars.
Oh, the Duggars, yes.
Especially the old episodes, very like that.
Yes.
But it's so entertaining.
Yes.
And it's very like you can zone out while you do it. Yeah. Do something else. Play your toy disassembling game.
Yes. Screwed them.
I like that idea. Sydney could be.
I feel like she's a Mary.
She could be. Well, so is anyone going to be Robin? We kind of need someone else. Maybe Haley can come in and be someone.
Because there's Robin, Christine, Marie, and Janelle.
Mary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mary.
Marie. Her name is Felbert, dude.
It's Mary.
Mary's a wacky. They're all kind of wacky. Dude.
Oh, she spells her name right. That's good, at least.
That'd be so fucking awesome. I would be so stoked to be Cody Brown. I'd be like, my dream's coming true.
That's sad for you. Don't admit that out loud.
He's such a fuck. Look at his ramen ass hair.
No, you could totally.
He is the worst person. He has gone completely. He doesn't give a fuck anymore.
It's
hilarious.
Do his kids even talk to him anymore?
No, they hate him.
So what is he doing all day? Just like fucking bitches?
He was on Special Forces.
No, he's with... I saw that he was on Special Forces. I didn't watch that.
I've been watching it.
Have you? Was it good?
Yeah, it's still... I mean, it's still going on. But yeah, at one point he's like a total... He shows his asshole colors. He's like yelling at
the He shows his asshole.
No, like him being an asshole.
Bend over
like,
and kiss it.
Wow, I want to see.
Yeah.
No, he's only married to Robin now. The others have gotten divorced from him. Well, yeah. They didn't need to because he was only legally married to Robin.
Then what's the point of the show right now?
It's just hilarious.
Like are the other ladies still in the show?
Yeah. One of them got remarried to someone else, is finally living and thriving.
So it's just like.
Yeah, the kids all hate him, talk shit about him. He's miserable and bitching about them all. They're doing family events and not inviting him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It is. And then he's like super anti-plural marriage now. He's like, it is bound to fail. It is impossible.
Oh, who could have seen that coming?
My bitch ass wives. It's just so good.
So wait, a new season started?
I think so, maybe. I don't know. I need to figure that out. Normally Josh is on top of that shit.
What's the name of the
Cody
show?
Browntown. Called Sister. Cody Browntown. That's called Sister Wives. Yeah, I've been watching that shit for so goddamn long. Probably since like 2008.
Damn. And they're still clicking. What are they on, TLC?
Yeah.
The Learning Channel, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Better.
You can learn a lot from them.
Mm-hmm,
let me tell you.
The Learning Channel.
It just premiered on the 28th, so.
Okay. Oh, my God, Kendall.
Yeah. A month ago.
You gotta get going.
Yeah, perfect. I've been wanting something new to watch.
All right. Well.
Well, I'll miss you guys next week.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, have fun.
Have fun in Paris.
Have fun in Paris.
Is there any requests of like what you guys want me to bring back that's feasible? I know you want bread, but I don't know how well that's going to work. I don't think I can legally bring back bread.
You can bring back like packaged things.
Okay.
So if you can find like a packaged croissant.
Okay. Or like a macaroon.
Okay.
I want a macaroon.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can get you guys a macaroon.
And maybe like a French cheese of some sort if it's packaged.
like an aged cheese, something that doesn't have to be refrigerated.
Please, for the love of God, eat a bunch of crepes, please.
I will.
Because I just want crepes.
I'm going to eat my way through Paris. That's what I'm mainly going for.
Duh. Of course. Oof. Fuck the culture. Fuck the history. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing too much of like, every time I talk to someone who's been there, they're always like, you need to do this, this. And I'm like, listen, I'm pregnant. I am not like a major history buff or like an art person.
You love history. I always thought of you as a history buff.
I like history to some, I weirdly enough like war history.
That's fair.
I like military history more than anything, but like Napoleon Bonaparte, like the whole, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it's interesting enough, but like I don't want to like put my body through strenuous activities to like see it all. You know, I'm not like trying to see all of Paris.
No, but if you happen to find the people who robbed the Louvre,
I'm gonna catch them.
Did you guys hear the? Did you guys see the fake mugshots that were going around about?
They were fake.
They were fake. The really hot guys. They were
Maybe I didn't see this.
Oh yeah. So like it was circulated on TikTok over the weekend, but people thought that they found the thieves, and there was two mugshots, smoking men.
No, ooh, hell up. Yeah.
But it's fake. It wasn't actually. We weren't actual mugshots. Because one of them is literally Chris.
Wait.
What?
Isn't that the guy from Vampire or whatever the hell?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
No, that's, I think that's from, he's from Gossip Girl.
Oh.
The guy on the left is nice looking.
He's hot.
Look at those blue eyes piercing. They both have blue eyes.
Chase Crawford is the one on the right, I think.
Blue-eyed criminal.
Funny.
Blue-eyed soul.
All right, I have to go eat lunch. I'm starving.
Okay. Well, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Love you all, and we will see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fucking fresh. Love you. Good bless. God bless.
Good bless.
Good bless. God bless. Don't undress.
Give it to God and go to sleep.
And that's the rest.